celebration and hallelujah.
This is the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible Rewind, and coming to you from Riverside, California, podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the podcast that comes to you every day, and we're reading the entire Bible together in a year. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. The website is lifespringmedia.com. It's National Tempura Day because, when in doubt, deep fry it. But be sure to use tallow, not seed oil. This is Psalms Wednesday. We'll read Psalms 33 through 35, and instead of commenting after the reading, I'm again going to give you an introduction to each psalm before reading them. So let's begin. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, and especially we thank you for the psalms. They are so comforting, challenging, reassuring, and just plain beautiful. We thank you, Lord. Teach us, we pray, as we read. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Psalm 33 is such a joyous psalm. It's written to all that have called on the name of Jesus to be saved because it's written to the righteous. And because of our belief in the saving power of Jesus' shed blood, righteousness is credited to us. This is a psalm that looks at how good it is to be joyful and praise God in all His goodness and majesty and awesomeness and justice and power. It's like a wonderfully fresh breath of air on a crisp, clear, sunny blue day from the top of a pristine mountain where you can see for miles and miles and miles in all directions, all of God's good creation. This is a psalm of celebration and hallelujahs. Joyfully sing to the Lord, you righteous people.
Psalms chapter 33. Joyfully sing to the Lord, you righteous people. Praising the Lord is proper for decent people. Give thanks with a lyre to the Lord. Make music for Him on a 10-stringed harp. Sing a new song to Him. Play beautifully and joyfully on stringed instruments. The word of the Lord is correct, and everything He does is trustworthy. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. His mercy fills the earth. The heavens were made by the word of the Lord, and all the stars by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the water in the sea like a dam, and puts the oceans in His storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all who live in the world stand in awe of Him. He spoke, and it came into being. He gave the order, and there it stood. The Lord blocks the plans of the nations. He frustrates the schemes of the people of the world. The Lord's plan stands firm forever. His thoughts stand firm in every generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed are the people He has chosen as His own. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all of Adam's descendants. From the place where He sits enthroned, He looks down upon all who live on earth. The one who formed their hearts understands everything they do. No king achieves a victory with a large army. No warrior rescues himself by his own great strength. Horses are not a guarantee for victory. Their great strength cannot help someone escape. The Lord's eyes are on those who fear Him, on those who wait with hope for His mercy to rescue their souls from death and keep them alive during a famine. We wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts find joy. In His holy name we trust. Let your mercy rest on us, O Lord, since we wait with hope for you.
The title of Psalm 34 is A Psalm of David When He Pretended Madness Before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. We'll soon be reading in 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 10 through 22, verse 1, that David was running from King Saul. He went to a place called Gath, a Philistine city, but found that there was no safe place there. In fact, he barely escaped. So he went to Adullam and found a cave and was joined there by others. This psalm may have been written and sung in this cave. Probably to make it easier to learn and remember, the psalm was written as an acrostic, with each verse beginning with a different Hebrew letter, except for the letter Vav, the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And Abimelech was most likely not a name, but a title given to Philistine rulers. According to 1 Samuel 21:10, this specific ruler was named Achish. In this psalm, David teaches us that we can and should praise the Lord even when we're under attack. Even in this cave, David praises the Lord with his mouth, not only in his heart, but with his mouth, as a way to encourage others to praise the one who delivered them to this safe place.
Psalms chapter 34.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for to those who fear him there is no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves length of days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned.
Now for Psalm 35. The Psalms can roughly be divided into seven different types. There are Psalms of thanksgiving, Psalms of lament, Psalms of enthronement, Psalms of pilgrimage, royal Psalms, wisdom Psalms, and imprecatory Psalms. Psalm 35 is an imprecatory Psalm. To imprecate is to call down calamity, destruction, and God's anger and judgment upon someone. And this is not the only Psalm like this. We've already read some of them. The major imprecatory Psalms are Psalms 5, 10, 17, this one, 35, and then 58, 59, 69, 70, 79, 83, 109, 129, 137, and 140. Yeah, there's several. Now, it's important to remember what Paul wrote in Romans 12:19. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. With this in mind, the imprecatory Psalms were not written with a mindset of getting purely personal revenge. They were written by men, by the way, not all of the Psalms were written by David. They were written by men who knew of God's justice, sovereignty, and protection. The Israelites had been persecuted greatly by enemies such as the Hittites, the Philistines, and the Babylonians, who hated not only them, but God himself. They were ruthless and immoral conquerors whose goal was to destroy God's chosen people. And these imprecatory Psalms were written with the idea of vindication for God as well as the people. Now, it's not known when David wrote this psalm, but the language in verse 1 is much like what David said in 1 Samuel 24:15, so it is possible that he wrote it during the time King Saul was pursuing him. Let's see what it says.
Psalms chapter 35. O Lord, stand against those who stand against me. Fight those who fight me. Take hold of a safe covering and rise up to help me. Take a spear and battle axe against those who come to get me. Say to my soul, I am the one who saves you. Let the people be ashamed and without honor who want to take my life. Let those be turned away and brought to shame who plan to hurt me. Let them be like straw in the wind. May the angel of the Lord drive them away. Let their way be dark and dangerous, with the angel of the Lord going to get them. For without a reason, they hid their net for me. Without a reason, they dug a hole for my soul. Let them be destroyed before they know it, and let them be caught in their own net. May they destroy themselves as they fall into their own hole. My soul will be happy in the Lord. It will be full of joy because he saves. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like you? Who saves the weak from those too strong for them? Who saves the poor from those who would rob them? People come telling lies. They ask me of things that I do not know. They pay me what is bad in return for what is good. My soul is sad. But when they are sick, I put on clothes made from hair. With no pride in my soul, I would not eat, and I prayed with my head on my chest. I went about as if it were my friend or brother. I put my head down in sorrow, like one crying for his mother. But when I would fall, they would gather together in joy. Those who say things to hurt people would gather against me. I did not know them. They spoke against me without stopping. They ground their teeth at me like bad people making fun of others at a special supper. Lord, how long will you look on? Save me from being destroyed by them. Save my life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the big meeting. I will praise you among many people. Do not let those who hate me for no reason stand over me with joy. Do not let those who hate me for no reason wink their eye. They do not speak peace, but they make up lies against those who are quiet in the land. And they opened their mouth wide against me. They said, Oh, our eyes have seen it. You have seen it, O Lord. Do not keep quiet. O Lord, do not be far from me. Awake yourself. Come and help me. Fight for me, my God and my Lord. Say what is right or wrong with me, O Lord my God, because you are right and good. Do not let them have joy over me. Do not let them say in their heart, Oh, just what we wanted. Do not let them say, We have swallowed him up. Let all who are happy because of my trouble be ashamed and without honor. Let those who think they are better than I be covered with shame and without honor. Let them call out for joy and be glad who want to see the right thing done for me. Let them always say, May the Lord be honored. He is pleased when all is going well for his servant. And my tongue will tell about how right and good you are, and about your praise all day long.
Tomorrow we'll read Job 23 and 24.
Here's the verse of the day.
Today's verse of the day is Psalm 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. Psalm 34:15. Today we read Psalms 33 through 35, Psalms that call us to trust the Lord and wait on him, and to live uprightly before him. If those Psalms spoke to you, there's a new episode of Verses We Missed you'll want to hear. This week, we look at Micah 6:8 and explore what God says truly matters, doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with him. If you enjoyed today's Psalms, this episode of Verses We Missed helps you live that faith out in the days ahead. Verses We Missed, available now at lifespringmedia.com or your favorite podcast app. We've been spending about 25 minutes a day together over the past 7 episodes, and I'm really glad you're here. Just a quick reminder, though, that this show is made possible by the support of the LifeSpring family. Getting these episodes recorded, stored online, and delivered to you isn't free. There are software subscriptions, hard drives to buy, website hosting, and a lot of behind-the-scenes expenses that make it all work. And even though this is a rewind show, I'm recording on average about half of each episode as brand new content. That's right, I spend an average of 2 to 3 hours on each episode just to keep it fresh for you. Yes, there are a few episodes a month these days that are 100% rewind shows, but very few. I'd say that I'm spending roughly 20 hours a week producing the show for you. So, if this show adds something meaningful to your day, I'd encourage you to think about and pray about what it's worth to you. You decide the value. Then, when you're ready, head over to
LifespringMedia.com/support.
Thank you for being a part of this, and I believe that God will bless you for it. On this date in church history, January 7th, in 1598, Theodore Beza died in Geneva. He's best remembered as John Calvin's close associate and successor, helping guide the Reformed Church after the first generation of the Reformation. He played a crucial role during a time when Protestant churches were still fragile and often under pressure. As a pastor, a teacher, and a theologian, he worked to clarify Reformed beliefs, defend the authority of Scripture, and train leaders who would carry the movement forward. His influence extended far beyond Geneva, shaping Protestant thought across Europe. His life reminds us that faithfulness doesn't always look dramatic. Sometimes it looks like steady leadership, careful teaching, and the quiet work of strengthening what God has already begun.
If you enjoy the show, tell someone.
Praises and prayer requests. We don't have anything new from the LifeSpring family today, and there's no news on the Webb family front. So let's just pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the promise that we read today in Psalm 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears toward their cry. Father, it is so reassuring to know that you watch over us and that you hear us when we call out to you. Father, we thank you. And Lord, I thank you for the LifeSpring family and the time we get to spend with you around your word every day. What a blessing. I pray that this show will encourage them in their walk with you. Father, I pray that you would be with each one today and bless them. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember that Sunday is our next time to bring our praises and prayer requests to God as a family. If you have a prayer request or a praise that you'd like to share with the LifeSpring family, you can do that at prayer.lifespringmedia.com, or you can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com, or you can text me or leave a voicemail right here.
LifeSpring Family Hotline, 951-732-8511.
I always enjoy the Psalms. How about you? See you tomorrow? I hope so. Until then, I'm Steve Webb, and this has been the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible Rewind. There's lots more to hear at lifespringmedia.com. May God bless you richly, beloved. Bye.
All the programs in the LifeSpring Media family are made possible by your value-for-value support. Thank you.
The LifeSpring 1-Year Bible Rewind is a LifeSpring Media production hosted by Steve Webb, the OG Godcaster since 2004.